And the thing you put on a horse when you're going to drive it or ride it.
That's a collar.
The whole all together is called the. Yeah, I've got a.
Saddle and. If you're going to ride it, you put a saddle on the bridle. And if you're going to work it, you put traces and. And collar and something like that on.
Could you call that either the rig or gear or harness?
Yeah, harness, I guess.
And the things you hold when you're driving or. Wow. All right, and would you call them the same thing on when you're riding horseback?
No, it's bridle when you're riding horseback.
All right. And the things you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
All right, and in plowing with oxen or with horses, the one that walks in the furrow. Do you have a name for that horse?
I did know.
Well, that's the lead horse.
The lead horse.
Yeah.
And then, if we're talking about growing something, you'd say we raised a big something. Let's say wheat. Say we had a good year. We raised a big
crop.
Yeah. Now, how much wheat would be by the acre would have been good when you were a girl?
10 or 15 bushels.
And now.
Oh, I don't know what it is now.
What would be good to you?
About 40 or 50.
40 or 50, is that right? More than three times as much?
Well, the same way with corn. People put out an acre of corn here now and they raise 150 bushels of corn. We put out 10 then and we didn't raise more than that.
So it really, is that the fertilizer that does that mainly?
I guess it is.
And if you had land that had the bushes and shrubs growing on it, and you're going to take that off, you might call that, say, you're going to do what to the land? You know, if you want to
clean it all.
Yeah, and if you're going to get the roots and everything up,
say,
they're out there and they had to grub it. And if you harvested your clover, grass, or hay, and cut it, and then it came up again, what would you call that?
Second growth.
And what if you didn't plant it at all, and it came up?
Well, it's been in the ground for 7 years, and it's come up.
All right, that's what I meant, something like that, or maybe some potatoes or something that you didn't plant that year, but they came up anyway.
Volunteers.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And now when wheat was harvested, how was that tied up?
In shocks and bundles, and then it was shocked.
All right, now how many bundles were there in a shock?
12.
And did they put something on top?
Yeah.
Did they put 10 down here?
Yeah, I forget what they called it, but they doubled two bundles and put them like that.
Do you remember what that was called? When the two they put on top was
that was a cap.
The cap. Did you ever hear that called a rudder? A man called it that over in Bristol. I'd never heard that before. She talked about the two bundles that they put on top. He called the rudder. Now the how were oats harvested in how were oats harvested?
They was harvested like wheat in the cradle. Grass was cut in mullein size, you know, and wheat and oats and rye was cut with a.
Now, was that, what about the thrashing of the wheat, or the oats?
Well, they thrashed them like they did with wheat. If the wheat machine come around, well, they had the oats thrashed, and if they didn't, well, they beat them out of the furrow.
Now, how did they do that?
Well, they built a rail pen. And put a cloth, some kind of a spread down and beat them up on it, and then they'd